We are glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now, remember what it says over there? We talked about the fact that the gospel was preached to us as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit the children of Israel because they wouldn't mix any faith with it. Now, here, he begins to mix some faith with what he knows. If Jesus lays his hands on my daughter, she shall be healed and she shall live. Now, before the end of this whole thing, Jairus has plenty of room to doubt. And if he's going to base his faith on somebody's experience or what somebody else says, then he's going to fail and he's not going to see his daughter healed. But thank God he didn't do that. He held fast to what he believed, and what he believed came to pass. Now let's take a look at what Jairus did. He's made the statement that if you come lay your hands on my daughter, she shall be healed and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, spent all she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Now notice, here's a woman that has a grow worse image. Now the reason I know she has a grow worse image because she testified of this. If you'd done everything you could do and spent all your money for 12 years and you grew worse, you would have a grow worse image. But now notice what happened to her. When she heard of Jesus... Now, what do you suppose she heard about Jesus? You back up and read a few chapters, you'll find out what she heard. She heard that he was healing the sick. She heard that if they touched him, they'd get healed. She heard all the good news. Now, is she going to base her faith on her experience? She did for years, and she had a grow worse image. And some of you in the same situation. You've based your faith on your experience or the experience of others. And it gives you a grow worse image or a failure image. But now listen to what she did to change the image. When she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, now notice what she's going to do. She's going to mix some faith with what she believed or what she heard. For she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Now let's rationalize on that for a minute or get her idea of thinking about it. Now, she could have sat down and said, now, look, I've done everything I could for 12 years. I spent all my money. I'm not any better. And these people have gone to school to learn how to help me. And here they can't help me. Now, here's a man that doesn't know anything about doctrine, evidently. Doesn't claim to be a physician. At least not an ordinary physician. And says, why, how in the world could he help me by just slipping up and touching his garment? She could have talked herself out of it. Why, nothing I've ever done has helped. This probably won't either. I'd just be embarrassed. And she could have stayed home and died. But she didn't. She mixed some faith with what she heard. When I touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Now the Amplified says she continually said that. She didn't just say it once. She continually said that. Now I want you to get the picture of this because this woman was venturing out into a situation that could cost her her life. Because the ruler, Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue, is the man that can have her stoned to death for her being in public in her condition. Under the old law, which they were operating under there, she could be stoned to death for being out in public in her condition. She risked her life to get to Jesus because she believed what she heard. Now here's a woman that believed the Bible way. She believed it so strong she acted on it. She pushed her way through the crowd. And it says, she said, if I touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Notice, first of all, she did it. She received it. The last thing that happened was that she felt better. And most people want to feel better or they won't believe it. Well, when I feel it, I'll believe it. Somebody said, seeing is believing. But the Bible says believing is seeing. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Now, the disciples, I can just see them laughing about it, said, "Who touched your clothes?" Well, man, said, "There's a throng of people around you. There may be 1,000 people touched you." Some of those people probably pressed in there to touch Jesus just to see if any sparks would fly. They had heard of the power that was in him. But nothing happened, you see, because they didn't have faith. And he looked around about to see her, had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Now notice something. She told him all the truth. Now that's how they found out that she had the grow worse image. That she'd spent all of her money for 12 years, and she had nothing better. Now remember, we hadn't forgot about Jairus. His faith is on the line. He said, "If you lay your hands on my daughter, she'll be healed and she shall live." But things have changed now. This other lady got healed. And now they're having a testimony service. And it may have gone on for an hour. And then, while he yet spake, there came a ruler from the synagogue's house, certain which said, "Thy daughter is dead. Why troubleth thou the master any further?" Now the bad news has come. Now the contrary winds are blowing. Now it looks like the deal's going to fall through altogether. Now you're going to find out what he believes. See, this is where you come down to Bible faith, right here. When everything looks like all hell's broke loose and it's not going to work, Jesus turned to him and said, "Fear not." Now remember what happened to Peter when he began to fear? He began to sink. He said to Jairus, "Fear not. Don't let fear come. Only believe." Now you need to get a hold of this. In other words, Jesus is saying, this is not the time to start trying to make a faith confession. Jairus, keep your mouth shut. Because if he ever opened his mouth, he'd have said, "If you hadn't have stopped to heal this Baptist lady, you'd have got there in time to heal my daughter, and he'd have gotten strife, and they'd have had a funeral tomorrow." His faith was high when he said to Jesus, "Lay your hands on my daughter, she'll be healed, and she shall live." But now the bad news has come. His faith is not at the point that it was. Time has changed things. It looks like it'll never come to pass. It looks like it's impossible. The whole thing has gone wrong. Impossible. But Jesus said, "Fear not, only believe." And let me read you what Jairus said. That's exactly what he said. Did you get it? He didn't say anything. Now let me tell you something. You will win many battles by the vocabulary of silence. This was not a time to start making faith confessions, because they would have been in fear. They would have been in doubt. Keep your mouth shut and believe what you said when faith was high. Don't let the devil get you over into this area of fear. And that's exactly what Jesus said to him. "Jairus, fear not, only believe." That means don't do anything but believe. Now, what's he going to believe? See, he's tempted to believe that his daughter's dead. But that's not what Jesus is telling him to believe. Jesus is telling him to believe what you said. Now, see, if you're not practicing believing what you say and having faith in what you said, then it'd be easy for you to drop that and start believing something else right away. Now, if anybody had the right to believe something else, Jairus did, didn't he? Because, I mean, here's a man that has come from his daughter's house and said, "She's already dead. Forget it. It didn't work." Now, is he going to believe what this man says or what he's established? Now, see, this is an extreme situation. Now, Jesus is not telling you that this is the way you're going to get all of the dead raised. You know, you ought not have to say some of these things, but you do, because some people will decide, well, you know, this is the way you raise the dead. And they start a ministry of raising the dead by this way. That's not what Jesus is trying to imply. He is showing you that even in extreme situations, if you will hold fast to the thing that you've proclaimed and truly believed, you can change the most impossible situation. But I think sometimes we've been conned into trying to get in there and muster up some faith now when faith is low, when we're depressed and we start trying to make faith confessions, then they end up being fear confessions. Like a lady friend of my daughter, she used to go and visit her, and they'd get in their car, and she'd start saying, "Satan, in the name of Jesus, you're not going to make any drunks run over this car. In the name of Jesus, there'll be no freight trains hit this car. There'll be no 18-wheelers run over this car." And my daughter said to her one day, said, "If you wouldn't name all them things, the devil wouldn't think of half of them." See, sometimes we make confessions out of fear instead of faith. And this is what Jesus is trying to get over to Jairus, and did get over to him. Fear not, only believe. Don't do anything, Jairus. Just believe. Believe what? Believe what you establish and what you mix faith with. Don't change it. Say it and leave it said. Don't unsay it. And you know what happened? They went right on to his house, and he got his daughter raised from the dead and restored to him. How to believe God? Believe Him with Bible faith based on the authority of God's holy word and the faith that comes from the promise of God, and mix faith with the word of God by speaking it, by saying it, by proclaiming what God has said about you. And it'll work for you.
I trust you've been with us all this week as we've been teaching on believing God. You know, you don't just wake up some morning wanting to believe God. You have to make a decision to believe God.
We have book and CD offer number 7505 has been all this week. It's a 49-page paperback. The book is entitled Faith That Will Not Change, plus a single CD entitled What About Job? Book and CD for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19.
And we deal with why some people have faith failures. You know, Jesus said to Peter, "Satan has demanded to have you to sift you as wheat. And I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not." Well, now, faith that comes from the Word of God does not fail. The Word of God does not fail. It's incorruptible seed. But what we do or don't do with the Word may cause a production failure. And you need to know that God is on your side, and it's not God causing your problems. Now, in this book, we talk about why bad things happen to good people at times, roadblocks that hinder your faith, lies the enemy uses to neutralize your faith, the truth about Job, how to put your faith into action to produce results in your life. You know, it's important that we know how to operate in the law of faith. We also talk about the law of faith in this book. Faith is a law. It's a law of God. The incorruptible seed produces the faith of God that will cause manifestation of the promise of God in your life. Offer number 7505.
It's a 49-page paperback. The book is entitled Faith That Will Not Change, plus a single CD entitled What About Job? Book and CD for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19.
We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400, 1-877-396-9400. Until Monday, this is Charles Capps reminding you the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area. Word is working.